Hi, welcome back to
It's Fan Fiction Friday. Or whenever you're listening to this, it's still fan fiction, even if it's not Friday.
I was going to say, yeah, it's Tan Texan Tuesday.
What?
Nothing. So we're reading this great piece called Safe House by Ms. Genevieve, which is quite long. And because we're only doing small segments, we have decided, because we're doing what we call a cold
reading. We're skipping
ahead. Which is, we just read it. Yep. We've never read it before. We're feeling the details are great, but we feel like our audience
we're
wants
cutting
more
to the
action.
Chase.
So we're randomly skipping ahead to chapter six.
Maybe next one we'll skip ahead to chapter 18.
But we think, and also with our editorializing, our brilliant dramaturgical skills, I'm sure we will be able to
We'll keep you up to date. Right? And if you have additional questions, I'm sure our producer Ben will put a link to this in the show notes somewhere so that you can read.
Also go listen to the previous ones because they're dope.
So dope. Okay.
Chapter six,
page 58 of Safe House.
Ready?
Take it away, Paul.
Opening his eyes, Michael blinks in disbelief once, then twice. It changes nothing. Sarah Tancredi is still asleep beside him, her hand wrapped about his wrist, holding it close to her chest, her head pillowed on his other arm. His arm is loosely draped over her, and her back is warm against his chest. He can feel the heat of her skin through her t-shirt. Her tangled hair is tickling his nose. This can't be real, he thinks. Then she murmurs in her sleep. Wonder Bread.
Peas and carrots, rutabaga.
Peas and carrots. Twisting restlessly in his arms, the curve of her bottom brushes against him, and he is suddenly...
Wow.
The curve of her bottom brushes against... I would just to insert some tension here. I'm going to say, based on a few things, including bottom... and wrapped about his wrist, that Miss Genevieve is British.
I believe so.
Okay. And this next thing I think is universal. The curve of her bottom brushes against him, and he is suddenly painfully hard, and he knows that this is very real.
He
might need to talk to a doctor.
Has it lasted letting out a shaky, 4 hours? Because...
Correct. Letting out a shaky breath, he touches his lips to her hair.
That's my shaky breath.
Then the smooth patch of skin behind her ear, inhaling the scent of hotel soap and something sweeter, something more elusive. She shifts in her sleep again, tugging his hand closer to the soft swell
chapter
of her breast.
Six, really.
He closes his eye in despair. All of us do. He's never actually given much thought to the theory that scratching an itch makes it go away, but he's definitely a non-believer this morning. He still wants her so badly he can scarcely breathe, his whole body humming with a raw sexual hunger that's literally stealing the blood from his head and dancing spots before his eyes. He could ease his body away from the warmth of hers, but he has neither the room nor the willpower to do so. Also, he's in terrible, terrible pain, apparently. I put that part in. Hearing the distant sound of a semi.
Stop.
Why is it distant? Isn't it? Oh, it's a truck outside. He lifts his head to check their surroundings, glad of the fleeting distraction from the temptation in his arm. It's just before dawn, the dark indigo of the sky fading to a light gray, and as much as he hates to admit it, time for them to leave. He wants nothing more than to lie here, uncomfortable as his temporary sanctuary is, but he can't. They have to keep moving, have to get to Lincoln. Before that happens, he has to convince Sarah that it makes more sense for her to stay in the safe house in New Mexico while he meets up with his brother. It's not a conversation he's anticipating.
Okay, so we learned some things in chapter six. Apparently Lincoln has broken off. And that's it. That's all I want to talk about. Okay.
We've learned some
he
other
knows
things, too.
She's not going to be happy about it. He can only pray that she will understand he's just trying to keep her safe, that in a few more days, all of this running will be behind them. They'll be across the border, all of them. Then they can stop and catch their breath. They can start over again properly this time once they're safe. He can make everything right. He looks down at the woman sleeping in his arms, still struggling to comprehend that she's here with him like this, that she'd been with him last night. God last night. They hadn't let themselves take their time. It had been a rush of need and release that had been swept away with... What's happening? Is it the time? You're just doing a dance? Go for it. Yeah, go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just adding some groove to the proceedings.
It had been a rush of need and release that had swept away any thoughts of going slow. Yes, please. And perhaps he should be grateful. Being with her, the way he dreamed but never allowed himself to hope, had overwhelmed him.
Oh, hello. I hope you're enjoying listening to this story as much as we enjoyed telling it. If you want to hear the rest of it, please join our Patreon community. You can find that link wherever you get your podcasts. And if you join Patreon, that gives you access to the Discord community where people gather every day to discuss all things Prison Break and beyond. We'll see you there. Prison Breaking with Sarah and Paul is a Caliber Studio production.
Your hosts have been inmates Sarah Wayne Callies and Paul Edelstein.
Our prison warden is producer Ben Haber.
Cutting us up in the yard are our brilliant interns Ariel, Alyssa, and Cade.
The frontman of the Jailhouse Rock Band is me, Paul Edelstein, who made the music.
All the music. Our prison yard tattoo artist, logo, and brand designer is John Nunziato at Little Big Brands. Check him out at www.littlebigbrands.com.
Follow the show on YouTube and Instagram at Prison Break Podcast or email us at ppodcast@caliberstudio.com.
Join the watch party and our Discord community through the Patreon link in the show notes wherever you're listening to right now. They're amazing.
Prison Breaking with Sarah and Paul has been a Caliber Studio production. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.